The following is a presentation of Remnant.
Light of the world. Hey, this is Jeremiah from Remnant Church. Thanks for listening to us online. You know, we want you to be encouraged and filled with hope through your experience as you listen in. This life can be complicated, even confusing, but it's our hope that you catch a glimpse of God's unconditional love for you and His purpose for your life. Thanks for listening in.
God bless you. Welcome to Remnant Church. Let's pray. Father, thank you, God, for this morning. We love you. We thank you. We praise you. We worship you. Thank you for this beautiful day you have given us. Thank you for Sunday, the first day of the week, God, as we start our week this day because you have woken us up and given us life. I pray that you would just guide us day by day, teach us, mold us, and just help us, God. Lord, we get into your word right now as we get into the study. I pray your Holy Spirit would just fill this place. Convict us, cleanse us, purify us, change us, Lord. Let us leave these doors different this morning. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this place. We thank you for the great things you're going to do. We trust you and we love you. In Jesus' name we pray. God's people say,
Amen.
All right, I'm excited for a lot of reasons, but basically because God loves us, amen? Amen. And today we are starting the 40 days in the Word study. And it's going to be a great teaching. There's the first one we're going to start on part one, inspiration. As we move on in the weeks, we're going to speak on the foundation, what is the purpose of the Bible. And then the next week, the following, that'll be the illumination. How can I see what God wants me to see? Interpretation follows that one. How do I know what it means? Interpretation. Following that will be integration. Integration. And that means... how do I integrate God's word into my life? Integrate, that's a tough word for me. Application, this is a tough one for all of us. Application, how can I use God's word effectively? Amen? So that's what's coming down the pipe. I love these studies because as I'm barely touching into them and getting into the studies to get ready for the next preachings we do, if you think about everything we've preached in the past 2 years. It just hit me this morning as I went over my notes again. A lot of these topics, Jerry, Jeremiah, myself, we've touched on a lot of these topics at different angles, with different views, with different ways.
Thanks.
But it's always the same. God's word and Jesus left. God's word and we have eternal life. That's what it's mainly all about, is to get into His word. And as I got into these studies, I could see we've touched on a lot of these subjects. And it's awesome to see that I believe we're on the right page. I believe this church is on the right move. Because I know almost more than half of this room, including me,
is going to something.
But that's when God moves. Of course the enemy doesn't want you to get in His word. Or make it to church on Sunday, I'm tired. Absolutely he doesn't. But that's God to empower you. God's word is awesome. It is awesome, and today we will speak on the inspiration of God's Word. And this topic is called, Why Can I Trust the Bible? And I love that font. It's giant. I can read it. Thank you, Lord. And I made my notes giant, too. I'm going to be reading straight from a lot of these notes because they're great points to take down, and they're good to apply into our lives. We really need to get into God's word. And I'm going to say this every time I get up here, and I thank Jerry and I thank God for telling Jerry what to say. You're not here to be comfortable. You're here to be challenged through God's word. We're not challenging you as pastors, but God is challenging you. Come on, let's get moving. Now let's get to our feet in the ground, like the Super Bowl, those guys sunk in deep and ready to hit. Amen?
Amen.
Why can I trust the Bible? The Bible is the most translated and read book in the world. It has been, from beginning, it's just not light. You know, there's a lot of other teachings out there of God's word, but twisted, changed, taken away, or added. There's a lot of different teachings out there, but this is the final authority, God's word. This word's alive. It lives and it changes lives. And God will speak through it if you're in the word. You have to be in the Word. And this book has been just not wanted anymore. You know, I thought about, I think word stu- at times. Think of this. What if the Bible never existed in all those other religions? A lot of those don't get attacked. A lot of those other, what do you want to call it, beliefs they have aren't attacked. Why is it only the Bible, God's Word, God's Holy Scripture? For thousands of years, this is the only book that's been attacked. And we'll read other stuff as humans, as people, our nature, our flesh. A lot of you read stuff on the internet, books, magazines, of things you can trust in, confide in. Wow, that's going to work for me. I'm going to do this diet for 2 weeks and I'm going to lose 100 pounds. What a lie. What a lie. It might work for some of you. I don't want to step on any toes. But, you know, there's a lot of information out there that the world will feed you. And a lot of it's not true. You want to know about life? You want to know about marriage? You want to know about parenthood? You want to know about loving others? You want to know about loving your enemies? I challenge you, get into God's Word. You really want to transform and get into trusting God's Word? Why it's good for me? Well, get in here. I'm sorry, but I have a fire this morning. I had to take my sweater off because I got half back there and the Holy Spirit was just having me drum so hard. I said, okay. But I'm not here to impress you. I'm letting the Spirit lead me. And it gets hot sometimes. Think of this. God's presence is, he's a consuming fire. You start getting hot while there's something going on. Our lives get hot. You know what? This marriage is getting tough. But let's hang in there. My children are getting out of hand. Let's hang in there. It's getting hot, Lord. But it's okay. He has to refine you in that fire. Gold is refined by fire. And I've said this before, and I'll try to get to this study here soon. You know a goldsmith? You take them their gold, what do? They melt it. They have to burn it. You go through fires in your life. And see, the goldsmith knows only this when the gold is ready. He's burning the pot. He's stirring it. And all this black stuff just starts coming out. You know when the goldsmith knows the gold's ready? I've said this before, and remember it. When he looks and he can see his reflection in the gold. See, he wants to see his reflection in you back to him. And then he can use you. And then he says, okay, come on, let's get with it now. You're ready for this? Are you going to trust me? That's what he knows. Guys, Christianity is not a bed of roses. It's awesome to be a Christian. And rest, I will never have problems. Not! Didn't you know? Let's first say that my sin is gone. And the more you learn, the closer you get. Keep it in mind, he's a consuming fire. What happens when you start getting closer to the fire? Hotter, it's getting hotter. But you start seeing more of yourself. You start seeing more of the illumination in your life and the sins and struggles we have. Amen? God is speaking to a lot of people this morning. I don't know what's going on. I can't even get into the study, but you get closer. And he's showing you who you are, and it's getting hot. But you know what? You'll get there. But the greatest day is when you get there. Amen. Amen. Let it burn you. Let it smell a little bit. In a good way. Say, God, thank you for this suffering time. It's hot. Thank you that I'm struggling, because you're going to see me through it. I'm going to confide in your word. Not in that friend, not in that book, not in that magazine, not in the internet, not in anything else but your word. This is how I live daily. You don't know how Frank smiles every day you see him? This is it. Passion. Trust. And I did everything these seven steps were going to go through, and they really worked for me. They really did. They penetrated my soul. The Bible says this word gets into the bone and the marrow of the bone. You know where the marrow of the bone is? It's when you break the bone, there's blood in the bone. It's where it gets in there. And that's where it really hurts. Any of you broken a bone before? I have. Wrist and foot, 6 months. It hurts, huh? Yeah. Any limb? Oh, don't touch my arm. Don't move the bed. It hurts, man. God's word's going to hurt, but it's for good. Because he's going to heal it. He's going to fix it. Be it here or be it there. Trust him. Confide in his word. Get hungry. Get challenged. I'm going to challenge you this morning with my personal experiences of what I just shared all this morning. Pain and suffering is good for us. You need to rely on that, because you can't be go happily go or dunkily and happy every day. No. You ever seen the war movies? It gets ugly. Even in the front line, it gets harder. And the leaders get hit more because they have to be up front. We're soldiers for Christ. You're a soldier. You're in an army now. You're a new creation. You've been called by the living God. This morning you're here being, you couldn't wake up or make it because he called you. Those that are still sleeping, he'll tell to them one day. But today's your turn. Today, right now, it's you and God. Me and God. Let's grow together. Let's make Remnant Church the fire of the living God in this place. Call your friends and people. Tell them about your experiences. Gotta go hear these nuts speak over there. They're crazy. They love God. We love God. I love God. Sometimes it's tough. And can I trust the Bible? I have for 12, going to 13 years. And he's never let me down. Has it been easy? Never. It's not easy with God. Jesus says, in this trouble you will have. In this world you will have trouble. It's in the book of John. Gotta read it. You gotta believe it. Face value, end to end. Amen?
Amen.
The first verse we want to see is 2 Timothy 3. All scriptures God breathed and is issued for teaching, useful for teaching. That's the starting point. We're learning, teaching you. Rebuking, hello. Who likes to get corrected? I don't know. What if you're not wrong? You're wrong. Rebuking. Correcting, there's a word. And training in righteousness so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. See, that's God, what he wants to do with us through his word. The next scripture. The next scripture is Psalms. Look what the psalmist writes. Psalms 1986. I'm going to go a little fast. I'm trying to write fast. Just write the addresses down and read them later. I hope you remember. All of your commandments can be trusted. I have said this since I began this morning. I have trusted. I have trusted and I have trusted. Cling on to that. Trust God. Don't trust those other magazines and books and life stories that are not of God. There's great life experience books written. But if God is not glorified through their stories, it's not much of God. Amen? Read, if you're reading other books, buy spiritual life experience books that people have actually lived. One day if I ever get smart enough to write, like there's a writer in this room that can know how to write and pronounce, I would write a book, and it'd be probably thicker than this. I have a lot to say of what God has done. There's a scripture at the end of the book of John where it says everything Jesus did wouldn't fit in this book or books. There's so many things Jesus did. But the Holy Spirit chose these texts for us to learn and grow from and trust. Amen? So, why can I trust the Bible? First point, ready to write? I think your little note things are there. I can trust the Bible because it is historically accurate. It is historically accurate. Not just doctrinally, but every other area too. Because it's been proven over and over. A lot of us in this room know Jesus walked this earth. A lot of us know about Moses. Let me ask you something, smart persons. Some of you scholars out there. When you were growing up, how did you learn about Abraham Lincoln, George Washington? You read books. True stories. Hello? What's wrong with this book? Why not buy it and believe in what God says? It's history written by people God chose. And now you guys, us, we're going to write God's scriptures through our lives. You want to write a book for God, live for Jesus, and people are going to read you. Amen? Amen. They read your life. You're a walking book for God. It's historically accurate. Why? Because God can't lie. Look at this next, Hebrews 6:18. Look what it says. It is impossible for God to lie. He will contradict himself in everything that's written here. It's all worthless. We wasted our time. We blew it. And I tell people I witness to, well, let's say you're right. There's no God. These are made up stories and fantasy stories by men that they made up and wrote up. Yeah, you're probably right. Cool. What if I'm wrong? Well, and at the end I go, what if we're not? What if it is true? God can't lie. Next scripture. There's another one, I believe. Psalm 33:4. The word of the Lord is right and true. See, that's where we need to ask the Holy Spirit to teach us this, to believe it and live it and trust it. He will change things in your life. But when you're building up walls, closing up, not buying in, kind of believing, like Jerry says, I'm kind of pregnant. No, you're pregnant or you're not. You cannot be kind of. You're in or you're out. This sermon gets hard because it's just coming to me as I go. Because Jesus said this, you're going to be either cold or hot. You can't be in the middle. You can't be on the fence. That's in Revelation. These scriptures have none pertaining to what I'm saying, but they tie in. You're cold or you're hot, man. What are you going to be? I want to be hot. Is it going to be fun? No. It's going to be challenging. But I want to learn to trust and obey. Not man, but God. Not my situation. situation for God's word. It's historically accurate. That's why we can trust the Bible. Most of the Bible was formed by eyewitnesses. Again, people that actually lived. Just like George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, we read about them in our history class. How many of you liked history class? I was excited. You saw that? I never read. Now I can't stop reading because I'm reading, I believe, the best history ever. Because it's his story, not history. It's his story. And it's through scripture end to end. Amen? A lot of eyewitnesses. I said it before. If you have 500 people accusing you of something in court, do you think you're going to win that case? Mm-hmm. How can 500 people be wrong? Sorry, son, you're going to jail. Oh, shouldn't have stolen that candy bar. A lot of witnesses. I believe what it says in here, just like I believe what I read in my history class. History proves it. Archaeologists always confirms the Bible eventually as well. They're finding stuff in the mountains in Israel, you name it, where all these people live. Pieces of the ark in Mount Ararat. All that is true. It's history. It's proven over and over. Get on the internet. Look for it. Historical findings. Tons of stuff you're going to find. Don't go to those pop-ups, okay? Get away, because then you'll get off guard and you'll mess up and you're going to outpage you in finding, buying clothes or something. Keep God's word. I say that because I'm studying on the internet. At one time, I was at the other church I served some years back, and I don't know why it's wet up here, and I didn't do it. And I'm glad I didn't slide. I can't be sweating that much.
Chris.
But it's wet. Anyways, thank you, Lord, I'm involved. There's a wet puddle over there. I'm going to stay over here.
It looks like coffee.
Yes, and it wasn't me again. And anyways, as I would study at church, in a church setting, in a pastor's office, I'm studying God's word, and these ugly pop-ups of sexual stuff just come in. Just real bad. Closed it, took it straight to one of the assistant pastors that handled all the laptops. Little dude fixed it. There's someone after me. You almost threw me off track. Come on. We're going to look and say, oh man, that's not good. Gotta get rid of it. It'll hook you. You got to stay focused. It's important. It's very important. These archaeologists know what they're doing. The scriptures have been copied with extreme care. I have talked about the scribes, how they wrote the Bible. And I believe I didn't share this point. From when they started writing the holy scriptures, the scrolls that got canonized into this book, into the Bible, as they would write, the scribes would take months, if not years, writing. And they write in Hebrew or Greek from right to left, right? Any mistake they made, that should tear it all up and start from the beginning again. Everything. Rewrite it. They were extremely important. They were extremely cared for and written to the T. And every time they wrote the word God, Yahweh, Elohim, which means God's name, it had to be capitalized. And if they forgot that capitalization one time and they were done with the book, guess what? Tear it up, rewrite it again. Extreme care. How did I learn all this? I got into his word, got into a Bible school, did my 3 years of AA. I got hungry. Don't get full. The only way you'll get full is because you're not sharing it. You're like that tick on the dog, just getting bigger, getting bigger. Nothing. You're all like this walking around, I'm a Christian. Spew it out, say it, and then you get hungry again. The Bible says we're leaking vessels. So we got to be leaking God's word and sharing it, living it, trusting it. Amen? Yeah. Are you guys awake? Yeah. Oh, yes, I am. You guys, I got 15 minutes to close this up. It's going to be hard. There's so much to say. Oh, God, stop the clock for a minute. Did you know in the Bible he stopped the sun in lunchtime for a war to be won by God's warriors? And they won because they trusted God. They knew who they served. God said, go to war. They're more than us. You'll win. Okay. We don't have time. I'll stop the sun. Huh? I'll stop the sun, and you're going to win that battle because I am God. I am in control, and you're not.
Amen.
They won the battle. 3-1. And a lot of people, I can't do it, I'm tired. Come on, church. Come on, Remnant Church. Just wake up. Smell the coffee. Get burning. Let God's fire consume you. There's times I'm in prayer on my knees and it gets hot, I'm sweating. Because I know he's there. I believe it. And the enemy will come in, throw thoughts in my mind as I'm praying.
you, liar. I'm with God. Talk with him. Oh. He's my God. You're not no more. You controlled me for 22 years. You taught me all the wrong things. And I trusted in everything you gave me, and it was all wrong for me. I hurt 2 marriages, 2 lives, children I don't see. Hurt a lot of people in my family, my life around me, because I trusted in that other guy. But when God's consuming fire came into my life, boy. And it's been like those rafters, those guys that go on those white water rafting. It's been like that for 12 years, man. And it doesn't stop. Don't let it stop. You don't watch in court, don't let it stop. Because think of this, scholars, smart people. What happens to water that just sits there? Stale, starts getting green, moss. The Bible says we're like rivers of what?
Living water.
It's got to keep moving. Things got to be changing all the time. I've said this before too, and I'm running out of time, and I'll get to the next one as quick as I can. Every day you wake up in God's eyes, he's going to move your furniture around. It's okay. Hey, where's the couch? Oh, God moved it. Over there. Okay, I'm going to follow you, God. Okay, where's the seat at? Oh, it's over here. No, let's do the seat now. He's going to change things in your life. Never think you're there. Never think, God, okay, I'm here. You made me. No. He's always doing something different. And again, 50-50, it's going to be tough sometimes. Yes, tell me about it. You want to talk about suffering? See me after church. Call me one day. Text me. We'll talk about suffering. But I can teach you how to suffer with a smile, because I'm living to teach you God's word will. I'll show you what he shows me. This past week, yeah, my wife's been in the hospital. They say that she's not naked and she looked horrible. Every time I got with her hands and prayed, God kept telling me this. I have called you to this. I am in control. I have called you to this. I am in control. And I'm like, okay. I didn't bother. Where's my belief? Where's my trust? Where's my trust in God's word? Everything I preach and share and live and study for nothing. I got to get up. Keep going. The Bible says the devil wrestles us. Situations want to pin you. Some of you young guys wrestling, they just pin you 1, 2, 3 hours. What do you do? Get back up on that. I lost. But you get back up. See, the devil has to take you out. He doesn't. He just wrestles you down with situations. If you get back up, fight harder. Dig deeper. Dig deeper. Jeremiah said it last week about the guy that built the house on solid rock. If you read that text closely, the first thing it says, this man dug deep. He dug deep. You got to dig deeper. Have those roots in deep in God's word. Situations are going to come. The storms are going to hit. But when have you seen a tree after the storm stops, does not come back up? Once the storm's done, the tree's back up. Storm gone. Birds are coming, flying. The tree comes back up. That's us. We're like trees. You're going to hit storms in your life. Remember, you're going to come back up. The storm never keeps going. Well, in some cases it does. There's a few days the sun comes up, the tree will come back up. Amen? Historically accurate. I went on a vintage there. Why can I trust the Bible? Secondly, because it is scientifically accurate. Scientifically accurate. This one's a little long. I'm going to go fast. The Bible wasn't given to us as a textbook. It doesn't give scientific language, but it never gives bad science. It's always ahead of the contemporary views. There's a science astronomer by the name of J. Kepler says, science is thinking God's thoughts after him. See, reason is accurate. The laws of the universe belong to God. Gravity belongs to God. How many of you believe in gravity? I'm going to raise my hand. Because there was a man in the story where he didn't believe in God. He had his own God, which was himself, his own wisdom, his own ways. And so a Christian came up and said, you don't believe in God and gravity and his science and he's awesome and everything he does? No, I know. I have my own God. I said, really? Okay, if you don't believe in his gravity, go up in that building and jump off. And he did. And guess what? Splat. Splat. Some of those can go splat sometimes because we forget. Why do you think you go splat in your situation sometimes? You forget about his power. He created this whole universe, everything we can hear, see, smell, touch. Trees, stars, moons, oceans, air. Imagine we didn't have air. Well, we'd be dead. He gave us air to breathe. His science is perfect and awesome. Psalms, let me go to Psalms 148, 5 through 6. He established it forever. Look what it says. Let every created thing, that's us, not just animals, give praise to the Lord. For he issued his command and they came into being. He established it forever and forever. Not once, but twice, forever and forever. His orders will never be revoked. God cannot say something and turn his words back. He does not revoke anything he said. He has called you to salvation and you will be saved because he called you to it.
told the ocean where to stop. Have you ever seen the ocean not stop other than when those floods hit? Because sometimes there's a lot of witchcraft and things, and innocent kids are dying, so he has to take them home. But he made the ocean stop where it stopped. Have you ever seen the sun not come up and go across? No, he ordained everything. His science is perfect. It's proven over and over. He established it forever. That's my highlight I put there on that verse. He established it forever. It'll never be revoked. Nothing can change what God's doing in your life. No one's going to change it but you and him. Trust him. Trust God's word. Paris Library has 3.5 miles of old science books, almost all obsolete. 1861, the French Academy of Science, 51 incontrovertible scientific facts that prove the Bible is wrong. Today, all 51 have been proven wrong by science. Oh, what are we learning here? That God's in control. He knows exactly what he does. He is a scientist of scientists. Mr. Frankenstein has nothing on him. Like that man that thought he could do everything God could create. And he did. Build a ball, build a tree, he built a tree. And he was challenging God. I've said this one before. And at the end, God says, okay, let's make a man. I'm going to make a man, you make a man. God made a man. Boom, there's a man. The guy goes, okay, I'm going to make a man. Gets a shovel, hits the dirt, goes, ah, that's why I'm going to make you own dirt. Science. It's his dirt. I've never seen anyone create a human. Maybe robots. They're doing pretty good. Cloning, possibly. A perfect human God's created. None of you are here by accident. Your plan. I'm sorry. I didn't want to be here at one time, but now I love God. He's changed my view, my eyes, my looking, my thinking, my hearing, my smelling. And I love life. And I want to share it with everyone. I know why he created me, to speak about him. To influence others, to be that river for others. And then those jump in the canoe with me. Hold on. There we go. White water rafting again. Jeez, God, your love is strange, but I want to hold on. And sometimes you'll go under. You know, it flips over and they're still going. Hitting rocks down there. You'll lift it back up. Amen. Híjole. It's going fast. For thousands of years. Everyone believed the world was flat, yet 2,600 years ago, look what Isaiah said in chapter 40. Is it there? Isaiah chapter 40, after all these years, people thought that the world was flat. God didn't throw it above the square, above the what? What's a sphere? Something round of the earth. How did Isaiah know that? God showed him. All these years, the world was flat. Oh, don't go too far, my follower. Wrong. Some are working, some are sleeping. Cycle of life. Sphere. Other ancient scientific beliefs. Ancient, okay? The Greeks. The earth was held up by this giant named Atlas. Remember that one? High school. Hindus. The earth is held up by giant elephants that stand on the backs of turtles. Wow. Turtles. I should have turtles. Lost me. The Egyptians, the earth is held up by five pillars. They have their own beliefs, and it's happening today. Yet none of this is in scripture. God is invisible. He does everything. He is in control. He is a scientist of scientists. Amen. Look at what Job said. God stretched the sky over empty space and hangs it, the earth on what? Wait a minute. How did he do that? On nothing? We serve an awesome God. He hung this perfect planet between all these Milky Ways and flying humongous rocks bigger than the earth, perfectly centered between all these turmoils in the atmosphere. We have a perfect set. How can that be? And he hangs it on nothing. And we think our situations, our class we're going through, our little pity parties, I don't give up, friend. Happens to me. I want to give up at times. I'm finding myself in a tough situation. I might take a break, like Jeremiah said. Frank, you need to serve your family. And he was right. God spoke to him. I'm telling you that. I'll probably take a break to tend my wife. But man, I can't shut up for God. Jeremiah goes, are you sure he wants me? Dude, I got to. I love God, and I love my wife, and this is important to God. Pray for me. I don't know if I should keep going or not at the time. Maybe just take a sabbatical.
sabbatical for a few months. Third point, I can trust the Bible because it is prophetically accurate. The Bible has predicted over thousands of events that happened just as God said. Over 3,000 of those are about a Messiah that was coming. And it clearly says he's going to be born of a virgin, die on a cross, resurrect. That's what it's about. 2 Peter 1:21, look what it says prophetically. No prophecy ever originated from humans. Instead, it was given by the Holy Spirit as humans spoke under God's direction. See, that's all God. Again, the next scripture, Matthew 25:56. But this is all happening to fulfill the words of the prophets recorded in these scriptures. Those of you that are holding a Bible, you're holding some serious stuff in your hands. Those of you that left that at home, shame on you, but that's a holy book you're holding. It has power. It'll do stuff. The next, Revelation 22:6. The angel said to me, those words are trustworthy and true, these words. The Lord sent his angel to show his servants the things that must soon take place. The Bible clearly said over and over there was a Messiah coming, and he came, and he's going to come back one day. But are you living and trusting and obeying him to be ready when he comes for us? Where are you standing? It's right there. Four, it is thematically unified. It is thematically unified. All these things weave in together like a braid. It all ties in. In the beginning, this verse is not in there, but they're just coming to me off memory. In Genesis, God said when he was going to make man, he said, then he stopped and said, let us. And he said, let there be water, let there be animals. He was speaking plural till he said, let us make man. He stopped the show, stopped the machines, and he said, let us. Why did he say let us? Because it was God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit that are ready to make the perfect human. In John chapter 17, Jesus is praying, and he's praying to the Father. And in verse 5, he says, Father, take me back where I was with you before the creation of time. Those tie in. See, Old Testament, New Testament, it all applies. A lot of people tell me, oh, the Old Testament doesn't apply anymore. To no, it does. It ties and weaves. It's thematically unified. God made it that way. The Bible, look, I'm going to read it word for word. The Bible is one book made up of 66 books written by over 40 different authors over a period of 1,600 years. In over a dozen countries on three different continents in at least three different languages by people from all walks of life. Farmers, kings, soldiers, shepherds, princesses, priests, historians, fishermen, tax collectors, scholars, businessmen, and MDs. They wrote them in caves, ships, palaces, prisons, and deserts. You cannot get a more diverse group of that. And it's like taking 50 sheets of colored paper, cut them however you want, throw them, and they form the map of the United States. That was pretty good, huh? That's the study. It's awesome stuff. It's awesome. Look at Luke 24:27. Beginning with Moses and all the prophets, Jesus explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself. That's why some people just like to read the New Testament. That's when it only applies. I'll skip this part because I don't like what it says, and I don't like this part. All scripture. Old Testament, New Testament. Next scripture. What is it? John 5:39. Look what it says here. You search the scripture because you believe you will have eternal life, which you will. But this is the most important part. The scriptures point to who? To Jesus. It's not about us. That's why I wear that shirt. A loving family member bought me. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's about Jesus and what he wants to do in you and in your life. Amen? I'm going faster. Why can't I trust the Bible? 5. It is confirmed by Jesus. This was short and easy. 5. Why can't I trust the Bible? It is confirmed by Jesus. This is it. This is the whole thing in a nutshell. And I'll tell you quickly. Jesus said it. That settles it. Amen. Jesus said it. That settles it. Amen. What more do you want?
Amen.
He said it. That settles it. That was an easy one. Thank you, Lord. Matthew 5:18. Jesus said, I tell you the truth, until heaven and earth disappear, not the smallest letter nor the least stroke of the pen will disappear from the law until everything is accomplished. It's all prophetic, scientifically. It's all going to happen. All these things are coming into fruition. They're going to unfold things in our lives, good and bad. But it's coming. It's coming. It's coming. But do you believe it? Do you apply it? Do you live it? Jesus said it. That settles it. John 14:6. John 14:6. It's not in there, Jeremiah. I'm sorry. I just had to add that one in there. That's a good memory verse. I'm the way, the life, and the truth. No one comes to the Father except for me. You can't go to anyone else but to Jesus to get to God. The Bible points to Jesus to get to God. To the fire, guys. He's our intercessor. He's our priest. He's praying for you right now. He's always praying for us. The Bible says he
speaking over you, singing to you. I trust that and believe it. Church, we have a loving God, an awesome God. The Bible, six. I can trust the Bible because it has survived all attacks, and I opened up with that. Let's go into the next verse, right in that one. Matthew 24:35, heaven and earth will pass away, but these words will never pass away. All these things that people are building, thinking they're going to last forever, they're not. His word is forever. Is there another one with that? 1 Peter 1, I'm going to move fast. The righteous write the addresses down. The grass withers and the flowers fall away, but the word of the Lord stands forever. See, we're going to live and die one day. And what did we live for? How did we live? Who did we honor most of our lives? James 4:14 is not in it, but that's another memory I heard. Life is like a blade of grass here one day, gone the next. You don't know what tomorrow has. Paraphrasing, I'll say, because I have to say it fast. That's what it says. We're here, life is fast. Jeez, I'm going to be 50 already almost. I feel 18. It goes fast. It goes fast, guys. Run with God right now. Grab a hold of him. Cling to him. Grow. Trust. Apply it. Amen. Next, I can trust the Bible because we're doing the marathon now. It has transforming power. You have heard my testimony over and over. Drug addict, 22 years, bam, one day gone. I was at my mom's last night, and I hung out with my older brothers, two of them, and we went outside for a while. They're listening to their music, talking about all the worldly stuff, fleshly stuff, and I'm just standing here smiling like Jesus would with the tax collector. And then hardly ask me anything. Oh, yeah, I'm nodding my head. Oh, this is a cool drummer. Da, da, da. And I didn't open the window. God did, and they opened the subject. Hey, Frank, well, how do you do it, man? How do you go through all this, what you're going through? We know what you're going through. I smiled and said, God. They don't understand. See, they don't know, they don't trust. They haven't applied, they haven't heard. Because hearing then becomes learning. I learned to play the drums because I heard my brother. I like that. I want to be a drummer one day, and I ran with that. What you see is I glorify God with that because it's a gift he gave me. See, if you hear into God's word, you will grow and change. You will grow and change. You got to trust him. It has been attacked over and over. It's the most despised, derided, denied, disputed, dissected, debated, outlawed, and destroyed book ever, yet it's still the bestseller and the most read book. China hides, people sneak them into China. At one point, I forget the year and address, and when all this happened back in the 1800s, I believe, this missionary tried to take Bibles, they kept catching them, and the last time he was going to go, and God said, take thousands of Bibles. I'm like, no, they keep busting me. God said, I'm going to take care of it. He gets there, the president of China stops him at the airport, and he says, who are all these? He goes, mine, God told me to bring them. He goes, okay, you can only do this every 3 months. Transforming power. God is a transforming power. He can change situations if he speaks it. See, the source of the greatest art, music, and architect is in here. Amen? Music is in here. Love stories are in here. Don't know how to do it right. Your way. There's war stories. There's family situations. It's all in here, guys. This is the book of life. Basic instructions before leaving earth, the Bible.
Yes.
You've heard it before. I challenge you, get into the word. He is the source. Matthew 24:35. Matthew, the next text. I think there's some scriptures there at the end. Look what it says. What will be the authority for my life? Is it God's word? Look what Romans will tell us this morning. Whatever's the authority of your life, here it is. Do not conform any longer to what? To the pattern of this world. But be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is. His good, pleasing, and perfect will. He wants good things for us. But if you're tangling by the worldly ways, you're going to get wet. You stand by the pool, you're going to get wet. You need to separate, get away, and start living God's word. And applying it and trusting it. Yeah, it's tough. There's a lot the world has to offer. There's so many things around us, but it can be done. Jesus hung out with the worst of them. He proved it. He just didn't do what they did. He hung out with the tax collectors, the prostitutes, and the drunks. It's in Scripture. He hung out with them. But be that image of Christ around them. Be that light. Show them the fire you got. I had a good friend, and he's in this room, and I'm sitting with my wife late at night. She's there fighting for her life. And I'm talking to this good friend about God. That's God. I trust my wife's going to be okay. She's in his hands. My mission was to talk to this guy about God.
That should be your mission no matter the situation. Yeah, it's tough sometimes, yeah. Some of us are weaker, but it's okay. He'll make you strong. Start lifting God's word. Guys, weightlifters, I like working out once in a while when I got time and I'm not tired. See me? And I do the same thing with God's word. I work out with his word. I apply it, live it. My perfect no. The Frenchman. Is there another scripture? Okay. I like what it says here. There was a Frenchman named Voltaire. He said this, within 100 years, the Bible will be forgotten. His home became the headquarters for the French Bible Society. Isn't that awesome? Last one, I can trust the Bible because what? It has transforming power. We went through all that. Is there a John 8:31 up there?
Yeah.
Jesus said, if you continue my word, then you are my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. There it is. Get into his truth. It's challenging today. These next 40 days should be challenging for you. And I want to close here. The worship team come up. But I will give you a scripture to memorize if some of you haven't memorized it. It's Colossians what? 3:16? Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. I told Jeremiah earlier, I looked at it once this week in my studies, and I memorized it. Why? I didn't have a memory. I blew my brain cells with all these drugs I took, but his Holy Spirit, his power, worship team come up. His power started changing me. And don't read a verse there. That's a short verse. I challenge you. Memorize it. Colossians 3:16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Let him move in you. Start memorizing verses. Carry little cards. On my desk, I was talking to someone else. I have prayer requests and people's names and scriptures. That's how you memorize them. Put them somewhere where you can see them. Carry them. Put them in your phone. Put them on the face of your phone, whatever you call that. I'm not a cyborg. Right? But like you put your mom's picture, your girlfriend's picture. Put a scripture right there once in a while. When you pull out your phone and it rings, it shows John 3:16. Or it shows Colossians 3:16. You will not be transformed. You will not grow if you're not in his word. Amen? Let's stand up and pray.
Light of the world. You've been listening to a presentation of Remnant. For more information, visit us at remnantchurchonline.com. You